So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Thursday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on tonight's Thursday night football game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals, which reminds me, I need to remind you watching and listening at home, drop into the YouTube chat or into the Twitch chat your favorite bet for tonight's Thursday night football game. Could be a side, a total, a prop, like whatever you like. Let us know your favorite bet, and you must include the rationale. Tell us the why, and we will give you a head nod later on during the show. But let's go ahead and get into our NFL awards conversation here, as we always do on Thursday, breaking down Coach of the Year, both Rookies of the Year, and Comeback Player of the Year. And Coach of the Year, to me, it remains the Shane Steichen show. You know, like, this is kind of where we're sitting at right now. Now, there's other guys who are interesting, which we'll bring up as well. But as long as the Colts keep winning games, Steichen is a deserved favorite at plus 240 over at BetMGM. As obviously somebody's going to ring my doorbell, and now here we go. But Shane Steichen is the plus 240 favorite. 5-1 is the record of the Indianapolis Colts, who were 8-9 last season. Now, this week, tough game for Indianapolis. They're 1.5 on the road against the Chargers as a small underdog. But the schedule after this game, pretty manageable. Next couple weeks, hosting the Titans, you're at the Steelers. He is the quintessential improvement coach, as his team is in line to go 11-6, potentially 12-5 with Daniel Jones as his quarterback. Like, I don't think anyone's beaten that case if this team goes 12-5 or 11-6. So for me, Shane Steichen, a very deserved favorite right now. Now, there's some other coaches that I think could make a run at it if the Colts were to trip up over the rest of this season. Mike Vrabel is starting to get some buzz, and rightfully so. If you remember, about 4 weeks ago, we talked about Mike Vrabel as a bet at 15-1. He's now down to 5-1. At BetMGM, with the Patriots sitting at 4-2. Vrabel returns to his old stomping grounds in Nashville this weekend to take on the Titans, where his team, the Patriots, are 7-point favorites. Now, his case, as I outlined last week, I think is kind of like, I think he kind of needs to win the AFC East to get this one done. If they go 11-6, 10-7, I think 11-6 is more likely than 10-7, by the way, when you look at their schedule. I think that'll just be like a, hey, great job, you know, second place finish, third place finish. But I don't think he would beat someone like Shane Steichen unless the Colts really kind of like fall off the wagon here over the second half of the season. And also Vrabel having won the award, it's tricky to win this award multiple times. Like, you really have to either switch teams, which he has done, or for some reason have like a really down season and then have like a really good season again, which we've seen. Like, we call that the Ron Rivera, who's won this award multiple times, just based on having like horrendous seasons in between really good seasons. But I think for me, how Vrabel beats Shane Steichen would be getting the one seed or winning the AFC East. And that potentially is on the table for New England, who's 10-1 to get the one seed. I think that you have to keep Vrabel in mind. And I think this week you're going to see the Vrabel price shorten when they beat Tennessee, and the Steichen price get a little bit longer when they lose to the Chargers, or if they lose to the Chargers. And then maybe we have like a co-favorite situation. But for right now, I don't think there's a whole lot of value in betting plus 500, because when you keep the long game in mind, will he actually win the award? Steichen has a much lower bar, in my opinion, to clear than someone like Vrabel, who's competing with one of the Super Bowl contenders in the Buffalo Bills. Now, another coach who I think is really interesting here before we get to the rookies and the comeback, Ben Johnson of the Chicago Bears. He was the preseason favorite to win Coach of the Year. And like usually those guys don't win, because the reason why the guy is a preseason favorite is because we all expect his team to be much better than it was previously. And if you don't surprise us, we don't give you the award. Like, that's kind of how these things sort of go. It's sort of like counterintuitive a little bit. Like, you don't want to be the preseason favorite. But I will say this about Chicago and Ben Johnson. It's been three straight wins, and people are taking notice. And this Sunday, they're a five-point favorite against New Orleans. And the next couple of weeks after that, they're at the Ravens, which is a tough game, as we're anticipating Lamar Jackson returning to the lineup, Roquan Smith returning to the lineup. But then you visit the Cincinnati Bengals. Pretty winnable game there. And they have a couple other games that should be manageable for Chicago. So we could be talking about a 6-3, maybe even 7-2 Chicago Bears team, to where if they win seven straight games after an 0-2 start, I think a lot of people are going to be saying a Ben Johnson Coach of the Year. The problem with that is that the back half of the schedule is really, really tough, starting with Black Friday when they take on the Philadelphia Eagles. So like, this is a price at 13-1 that, how do I want to say this? I feel very, very strongly that it will improve in your favor over the next month. I'll say that if you bet the 13-1. The problem is, I don't know if you get to the finish line, because once they start playing those contending teams in December, when you really want to be making your case, if they're catching L's, that's how you fumble the bag at the end and ultimately lose the award. So yes, if you want something where the price is going to drop, yeah, I think Ben Johnson at 13-1 is a bet. But to me, I'm not going to be betting it, because I worry about how they're going to close, to where you might just be holding that CLV nice little coaster where it says, I bet 13-1, look at me. And now it's down to plus 200. And then they have to play the Packers twice in 3 weeks, the Eagles, and all these other contending teams. I don't see that ending well for Ben Johnson, the Chicago Bears. So that's why I don't think it's a bet, but I could see why people would be interested, as his price went from 18-1 down to 13-1 after the Bears beat the Commanders this past Monday night.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Now, let's get to Offensive Rookie of the Year, which I think is really, really fascinating. after the injury to Emeka Ogbuka. Obviously, we don't root for injuries. Injuries suck. We all love Emeka Ogbuka and how he's been playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But hey, we have to deal with the reality, and his injury creates a betting opportunity. At least I believe it creates one. Because your favorite right now at BetMGM is Giants quarterback Jaxson Dart. Now, Jaxson Dart is minus 105. He has played three games. The Giants are 2-1. And as I've been calling them, the Gen Z Giants, they're very exciting. People are into the story. They got a lot of juice. Like, everyone has been captivated by what they've been doing over these last 3 weeks, especially last Thursday when they knocked off the defending Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. But once again, Jaxson Dart has played three games. And in those three games, Jaxson Dart has been putting his body on the line. That dude plays like a bat out of hell. Like, he goes absolutely insane, throwing his body out there, diving for extra yards, not sliding when he should. It looks like he's a guy that might be injury prone. Just saying, like we all watch the games. Like, we have to handicap this stuff. He does not necessarily play a safe brand of football. Now, statistically, he's been pretty good. You know, 508 passing yards, four touchdowns, has another 167 on the ground, another couple touchdowns on the ground, plays for the Giants in New York, big media market. Everyone's given him a lot of potential, or a lot of attention. I just don't think it's sustainable. And the schedule is also very difficult, which wins and losses don't really matter for rookie of the year, but how you play in those games does. And this Sunday, they are going up against the best passing defense in the NFL in the Denver Broncos. I don't like that setup for Jaxson Dart whatsoever. And if someone like Dart, who's only played three games, can be the favorite, I think it means we can open this thing up for a bunch of different people. Now, of course, Emeka Ogbuka is a guy that, like, he's going to come back, and I think he might just, like, regain the throne here for O'Roy and favorite status as a guy who already has five touchdowns and 469 yards. But it's a hamstring injury, so let's see. This could be touch and go. Maybe it's 1 week, maybe it's 2 weeks, maybe it's 3 weeks for Emeka Ogbuka, which leads me to another wide receiver that I'd like to bet to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. And I'm doing it, man. One of my philosophies with betting on awards is betting pedigree at big prices. And there's a very, very massive price at BetMGM on Jacksonville Jaguars wide receiver Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter is 100-1 over at BetMGM. Now, you can look at his stats, and they're not impressive at all. 20 catches, 197 yards. However, I will say, interesting comments from head coach Liam Cohen about Travis Hunter's usage. Now, Cohen said that our job as an offensive staff is to make sure we're putting him in the progression. And I think the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to make a more concerted effort to feature Travis Hunter in their passing game. And if that happens, like, let's say this upcoming Sunday, standalone game, national TV over in London going up against the Rams. Let's say he goes 8 catches, 75 yards. That 100-1, I think, is going to go down to like 30-1. Because I think this is going to be one where you're going to have to put a little bit of blind faith, a little bit of wish casting into it. But you got to do that when everyone's going to be paying attention to what this guy is doing. And if they actually, like, live up to what they're saying and give him more opportunities, these prices are no longer going to be available. You're going to be talking about 30-1 in about a week or so. So I want to take a shot on Travis Hunter because statistically, I don't think he's that far off from some of the other guys. I mean, Matthew Golden has 14 catches for 212 yards. He's 40-1. Travis Hunter's 100-1. Like what, that to me doesn't make a whole lot of sense. This guy was literally the best player in college football last season. Tent McMillan, he has more yards, 380 yards, but he has 27 catches. Travis Hunter has 20 catches. Now, McMillan has two touchdowns, but he didn't get those until just recently. I don't see why Travis Hunter can't start to make up the ground on some of these other guys. Now, can he catch Ogbuka? That's going to be difficult. But at 100-1, I'll pay to see it. I'll take the chance on the pedigree at the big price. So give me Travis Hunter at 100-1 to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. Now, the last two ones, Defensive Rookie of the Year and Comeback Player of the Year, unfortunately, they're rather boring, you know? Like, Defensive Rookie of the Year, I continue to look at that market and say, there must be a bet here at some point, but I don't know what it is. Giants edge rusher Abdul Carter is your favorite, plus 175. I mean, that's all purely on projection because the stats aren't actually there. 13 tackles, half a sack, one tackle for loss. I mean, he plays a lot, but I mean, does that scream defensive rookie of the year? Not really, but who's going to run him down? My guess right now, if a vote was held today, I think Jahad Campbell would probably win the award at plus 290. But I don't really want to jam plus 290 when I would rather just kind of keep the bullets in the chamber and see what happens as we continue to progress throughout the season. So to me, DeRoy continues to be a no bet. And finally, comeback player of the year. We finally made it to where we're correct. Dak Prescott is the favorite to win comeback player of the year. That has needed to be the case over the last few weeks. And the betting market finally caught up to how well Dak is playing. He's plus 200 at BetMGM, 1,600 passing yards, 13 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. I think as long as the Cowboys can get to like 7-9-1 or 8-8-1, I don't think they can be like a horrendous record. As long as they're somewhat respectable, I think Dak Prescott will be your runaway winner for NFL comeback player of the year. On the other side, Nick Costos joins us with his thoughts on tonight's Thursday night football game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.